بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم زدنا علما، اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، وفقهنا في الدين، صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah reward you, inshallah ta'ala, and accept from you, and give you the beneficial knowledge, inshallah, accept from this ta'aleem, inshallah ta'ala. Today we are going to begin the last of the letters of the lips, which is the letter fa. The letter fa is, if you remember when we began the lip letters, we said that some letters of the lips are called dry letters, they're the outer part of the lips, and some of them, or one of them, is a wet letter, which means it comes from the inner part of the lips that is closer to the tongue, and it's the moist part of the lips. And that letter, the wet letter, the Bahri letter, remember Bahri and Barri, Bahri means ocean, and Barri means land. So the Barri letters we cover already, the Ba, Meem, especially the meme is from the outer part of the lips, and the wow. But the bahari, the wet letter, if it's pronounced from the inner part of the lips, or especially the bottom lip, and the bottom of the top front teeth, that is the letter fa. If the letter fa is pronounced from the bottom lip and the bottom of the top front teeth, the wet part of the lip. And the fa, it's a letter of thinness. Pronounced thin, like faruq, not faruq, fa. It's a thin letter, and it's also a letter that has what is called humps. Humps means if you stop on it, the air flows out. You'll feel it. If you put your hand in front, you feel the air flowing out, The fa is a letter of humps. It's also a letter of weakness, meaning that you don't stop it sharply. If like a hadith is sharp, it's a letter of softness. If also it's a letter of infikak, meaning the tongue stays down from the top of the mouth. And also it's a letter of iznaq, or a super letter of one of the fluency letters that flows out very easily when pronouncing. So it's very important to guard these characteristics, the thinness, the humps, and the infitah, the softness, to keep the fa pronounced correctly. And let's look at a few ayahs where there are common mistakes or some important rules for the fa. Whenever you have a ba, wow, or meme after it, ba, wow, meme, make sure to pronounce the fa clearly with the humps, because these are places where the fa is mispronounced. For example, nakhsif bihim. Nakhsif bihim. Don't skip over the fa. Nakhsif bihim. Nakhsif bihim. Here are two things to pay attention to. The noon is thin, the kha is thick. So, nakhsif bihim. Also, the hat or the kasra is very difficult, or a little bit more difficult to pronounce. Inshallah, will be easy with practice. Nakhsif bihim, bihim. And the meem again, with the outer part of the lips. Bihim, bihim. If you see my lips, bihim, that gives the meem its full haq. When you press the lips and you use that outer part, bihim. Some people say bihim, bihim, alayhim, alayhim. That gives the meme its full haq. Every letter has a right to give it its proper makhraj and sifat. The next ayah, تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. And the third ayah, لَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. لَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ. Also, if the fa is repeated, then make sure to pronounce it clearly. Here's an ayah a little bit longer here. فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِفَتْحِ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَصَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ. So here, if we look at the end of the ayah, فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, here you have fa followed by the ya, and the ya is elongated or prolonged here. We're going to cover this later. This is called a mad, an elongation. So fi anfusihim, four or five beats. This is called mad. Ja is munfasil. Fi anfusihim, and you notice the fa, the way I pronounced it, anfusihim. Anfusihim. We'll talk about this in the end of the page. Anfusihim. Nadimin. Not nadimin. Nadimin. Inshallah. The next ayah. وَمَخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ. Two fa's in a row, right? وَمَخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ. The third ayah. SubhanAllah. Three fa's in a row. خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ. This one is tricky also because, or a little bit more difficult because you have the kha is thick. خَفَّفَ. خَفَّفَ. خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ. The fa has come out thin, the kha is thick. Allah is the lam and Allah thick or thin? خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ or خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ? Allah. Right. The lam and the word Allah is always thick unless there's a kasra before it. Also, عَنْكُمْ. Again, the kaf and the meem with the baha and the barri. عَنْكُمْ. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ. It's a very beautiful ayah talking about the people, the believers on the Day of Judgment. You will see on their faces the shining light, the shiningness of happiness. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. This ayah has a couple very important rules. The fa is repeated. تَعْرِفُ فِي. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. Here is two has in a row with both kasra. This takes a lot of air. تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. هِهِمْ. See, you have to put more air in the ha. هِهِمْ نَظْرَةً. See the dhad from the side of the tongue? نَظْرَةً. نَظْرَةً. Dhad is soft letter. نَظْرَةً نَعِيمٌ. And then this is the rule that I wanted to mention to you. When you have the noon before the letter fa, the noon sakin or the tanween, what happens to the noon? Is the noon clear? Idhar? Or is it merged? Idgham? Or is it in between? Which is called ikhfa, hidden.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, that's right. Because the fa, it's not from the yarmanun, the idgham letters, which are the yarmanun, you make idgham. And it's also not from the throat letters, which you make idhar of the noon, like an-anta. It's from up here. So it's a hiding. And this hiding of the fa, it takes a little bit of practice. For example, the verse here, fa-firu. How do you make the mouth? When you pronounce the noon, you put the teeth near the lips and you make the nasal sound. As if you're going to say the fat, but you don't say the fat yet until you make the gunna sound for two beats, then you make the fat. Fa-firu. See how I'm getting ready for the fat. Fa-firu. Not fan-firu, not fa-firu. Put the teeth close to the lips. Fa-firu. Fa-firu. Can you all say that? Fa-firu? Very good. Very good. I think Brother Renati didn't. You'll say it later. Okay. The next example. Wa-in-fa-ta-kum. When you make the kum, circle your lips. It gives the calf the full sound. Fa-ta-kum. fa, da, kum. Whenever you have dhamma, you circle the lips. And this is something you have to look, you can see when somebody pronounces it. Fa, tu, fa, ta, kum. And the last one. Om yo fahum. Om yo fahum. Inshallah ta'ala. Any questions on the fa? Any questions? No. Okay. Alhamdulillah. And would I like to read, inshallah? Let's start us off.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nakhsif bihim. Talqaf ma ya'fikun.
Okay. Fa, does it have a vowel on it?
Yeah. تلقف ما
تلقف
تلقف ما يأفكون لا تخف ولا تحزن فعسى الله أن يأتي
بالفتح
سَلَّاهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ.
Now, do you know the difference between عَسَى and عَصَى?
No.
عَسَى, yes, the scene عَسَى means maybe, perhaps. عَصَى means to disobey. To disobey.
فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ.
Good. Very good. You see that after the word fi, is there a mud here?
Yeah.
How many beats is it?
Two.
No? See the long fatha above the ya? This is up four or five beats. Yeah. Because whenever you have the ya followed by hamza, then you have that mud. Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. I'm going to reward you for that. Whether or not, inshallah.
وما اختلف فيه خفف الله عنكم
قم
تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم.
Don't try not to pause after نظرة النعيم.
نظرة النعيم.
Keep the blood pronouncing and then go to the ra. In Arabic you don't have any spaces between when you're reciting, you'll never stop unless there's a sakat or always continuously sound. تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم.
تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم.
Good, very good.
انفروا وإن فاتكم.
Put the teeth near your bottom lip.
وإن فاتكم.
Good.
عم يوم فهم.
Good. I am rewarding. Is that going to say them? Yes, what is it?
Nakhsif.
With the whistling in the scene. Nakhsif bihim.
Nakhsif bihim.
Very good.
Talqafu. ma ya fikun.
Okay, two things here. The qaf, you want to make it all the way in the back of the tongue, behind the calf. This is your tongue, calf is here, qaf is behind the stick. Talqafu, talqafu. And then the ya, there's a hamza there. Hamza is a strong letter. Shidda, when it has a sukun, you cut the air. Ya fikun. Ya.
Ya fikun. La takhaf wa la tahzan.
MashaAllah.
فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ
فَيُصْبِحُ more air in the muscle.
وَيُصْبِحُ عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ.
Okay, here, أَنفُسِهِمْ. أَنفُسِهِمْ.
أَنفُسِهِمْ.
Yes, hiding of the noon in the fat.
أَنفُسِهِمْ. نَادِمِينَ.
Nadimin.
تعرف في وجوههم نضرة النعيم.
Good. شد على النون. نضرة النعيم.
نضرة النعيم.
Very good.
وانفروا.
Yes.
وإن فاتكم.
فاتكم.
وإن فاتكم.
فهم. Make a circle with the lips. فهم.
فهم.
Yes. Yes. That's very good. And I'm warning you. Does that come in your head?
نخسف بهم.
بهم.
نخسف بهم. تلقفوا ما يأفكون.
Very good. Again, the Hamza. Try to make it below the Ayn. يأفكون. يأفكون.
تلقفوا ما يأفكون.
Very good.
لا تخف ولا تحزن.
Yes. Very good.
فأسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح.
يأتي.
فأسى الله أن يأتي.
Try to make that, to avoid the قلقلة of the Hamza. Yeah, it just means the Hamza with the sukun, it's cutting off of air. يأتي.
يأتي.
Yes, very good.
فأسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين.
ما شاء الله. Better than his hand today. That's good. جزاكم الله خير. Yes, sir. I must go on a date now.
وضف ثلاثة في.
Yes.
خف خفف خفف تَعْرِفُ
تَعْرِفُ
تَعْرِفُ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ نَظْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ
Good, very good.
فَانْفِرُوا
Okay, here.
فَانْفِرُوا
Yes. فَانْفِرُوا
فَانْفِرُوا وَإِنْ فَاتَكُمْ وَإِنْ فَاتَكُمْ
Jazakum khairan. Fa is from the letters of the lips. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless you with the Quran al-Azim. Allah ta'ala alam. Jazakum khairan.
Yes, you too.
Ameen. Jazakum khairan.